Every day when you log into ChumbaCasino.com, the ultimate online social casino, you get a free daily bonus. Imagine if you got daily bonuses in other parts of your life.
I chose French fries over loaded French fries.
I asked Stuart from accounting about his weekend, even though I don't care.
I updated my operating system without having to call tech support.
Collect your free daily bonus at ChumbaCasino.com now. And live the Chumba life.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of True Crime Time for Tuesday, November the 26th, and I'm Woody Overton.
I'm Cindy Overton.
And you know what that means, November 26th?
2 days till Thanksgiving. One day till turkey.
I'm going to give you one better than that.
What?
It's less than a month to Christmas, which is your favorite time.
I'm getting lots of Christmas money these days.
Might get some more today. But that's an inside joke, y'all. It's right before Thanksgiving. Taco Tuesday before Thanksgiving.
Every day is a Taco Day. Every day.
Boy, we made some fire ass meat this week. We need to put up those videos on
I didn't take any videos of us. I mean, the process, the packaging.
Let me finish. You took videos of WL and I making the meat.
Yes.
And what we do, y'all, is take about 65% venison and the rest is pork. And you mix it together, but you got to run it through this. We got this big commercial grinder and you got to run it through a bigger blade thing first. And then you get in, you got to run it through the smaller blade thing, the holes, I guess you would call it. And it comes out and you got to get that. And we got this big ass industrial mixer and mix it all up. And you can't taste it. It's not beef. It tastes like ground chuck. It's delicious. It's absolutely delicious, but that. We be eating the shit out of some tacos.
I know.
But.
Well, I eat nachos. I could eat nachos every single night.
Okay. So we be eating the shit out of the meat that I was talking about.
Yes.
Yes. So.
Absolutely.
All right. That being said, we love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. Thank you for joining us and liking and listening and sharing. Hey, you know, our numbers are growing every single day for the first time. And well, I can't say for the first time in 2 years, but our numbers are growing, which is a blessing. And that's a testament to y'all sharing and liking and all that good podcaster shit.
Yes.
So let's get down to some true crime time for
Tuesday.
I'm not done. I was going to say Thirsty Tuesday, but I've been wrong. So it's Taco Tuesday before Thanksgiving. We'll be having turkey tacos after Thanksgiving. Right. Ladies first.
Okay. So we're going to Colorado.
Colorado, I like Colorado.
And authorities are investigating the killing of a Colorado professor in August. They say they have identified a suspect that has not yet to be located. Does that make sense? Okay.
Yeah. Wait.
They've identified it, yes.
Yeah, and they haven't found it.
That's right. Making me nervous.
That's really a brain for twister there, son.
It's not. You're just making me nervous. Although I have been up since 3 o'clock in the morning. So
why am I making you nervous?
Because
you should quit partying all night.
partying on podcast editing. Haley Abjuri's body was found in her Colorado Springs, Colorado home in August. And last week, police announced a second-degree murder warrant against Cesar Lorenzo Wilson, who has not yet been located. On August 12th, police responded to an unknown call for service around 7 a.m. They found a Bergeri, who's 54, dead with a stab wound. The autopsy.
Good year.
The autopsy was conducted by the El Paso County Coroner's Office. While the cause and manner of death have not been released, although she was stabbed, the police say they are looking into the case as a homicide. The investigation led officers to Wilson, 53, and police issued a warrant for his arrest. It is unclear how or if Abgiri and Wilson knew each other. Abgiri had prestigious accolades from around the world and was a renowned vocal artist. She was a voice professor at the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs, at the time of her death. A fundraiser has been set up, which reads, Haley's life was a testament to her passion for the arts, human rights, and her commitment to her family and friends. She leaves behind a legacy of courage, creativity, and deep connections with those who knew her. Police are requesting help from the community to locate Wilson, but have warned citizens to not approach him because he is considered armed and dangerous.
At least we know at one point he had a knife.
Well, yeah.
Right.
And, right.
I hope they get him. And, you know, you just never know. You never know. And her name was Haley. Like, we're doing the series Justice for Haley.
Yeah.
And when you said that, I saw this morning that Ruthie Cox Dorr started a petition for, is it change.org? Whatever it is. It's on our crew, on our.
I saw it.
It's on our, we need to share it to the rest of the pages, but it's on
the app,
on the Real Life Real Crime Community app, which you can download for free from the App Store. And you simply go in there and sign it, and they save, like, for, you do not have to give any money when you go in there. That you have a choice. If you want to give like $7, they say they'll promote it. I didn't give the $7, but over 500 people had signed it already. Yeah. It, wow. I mean, it wasn't up last night at midnight when I went to bed. So that's a lot.
And that is a lot.
So we, y'all go listen to that, series, because we're going to try to get justice for Haley, and hopefully this Haley gets justice also.
And this is a separate petition from the.
Yes, from one of Haley's teachers started a petition also. And, but I mean, doesn't hurt to have another one. Right.
She's right. In, she's, no, that's she's what I'm Atlanta. Asking. Yeah.
She's in Atlanta. This one we can share with all the lifers and get a sign and watch it grow. And when we do our call to action, it'll help. That being said, Haley's sweet family, Miss Barbara and Stella and Tyler, they've moved from Atlanta recently, like at the beginning of this month, just to get away.
They're so in a culture shock.
Certainly different where they're living outside of Jacksonville than in Atlanta. But I'm going to take you to Florida too. And that's where they moved. And I'm Osceola County.
Oh.
And the sheriff there is Mr. Marcos Lopez. And he's talking about a case that happened where a Florida mom drowned her teen daughter by holding her head underwater in a bathtub. Yes, the joys of family. So the 14-year-old girl in Florida died after her mom held her head underwater in a bathtub, according to law enforcement. And in a news conference on Wednesday, November the 20th, our friend, Osceola County Sheriff Marcos Lopez said that officers responded to a call regarding an armed disturbance at a home in Poinciana that morning involving the victim's mother, Kelsey Glover, who's 35, right? Lopez said that upon their arrival, the disturbance was still taking place, and officers attempted to wrestle a hammer away from Glover while she was trying to strike the lady, who who is trying to prevent her from harming her daughter. Mm-hmm. It was just something that we got called in the act, and God only knows in which direction that was going to go if we didn't get there on time and kick in the door, said the sheriff, noting that four people were in the home at the time of the incident. Glover, her daughter, who's identified as 14-year-old Giselle Glover, a roommate, and another child. Now, it was after Glover was apprehended that deputies spoke to people at the home who told them that Giselle was upstairs in the bathroom and unresponsive. Witnesses also told deputies that they saw Miss Glover, holding her 14-year-old daughter's head underwater in the bathtub. They tried to stop her, but were not successful. Eventually, Miss Glover began attacking and chasing these witnesses around the house with a hammer, which led them to call 911. Isn't that fucking crazy? The teen was transported to the hospital, where she was declared dead shortly after arriving. And while officials await a report from the medical examiner's office on Giselle's cause of death, the sheriff's department has launched a homicide investigation. And Glover was aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and battery charge. She was arrested for it. And the records show that Glover is being held in Osceola County Jail without bail. And according to the sheriff, their officials are also investigating why Glover held her daughter's head underwater, noting that she was a little uncooperative thus far, being the mom.
Mm-hmm.
Being she's being a bitch, an asshole on top of a murder. Hopefully, we'll get to the bottom of that soon. That's why right now we're charging with those other charges. But as soon as this gets concluded, the other charges will be charged according to what occurred, said the sheriff. And the sheriff said the only previous record of domestic issue was when Glover battered her daughter's father, causing him to get a protective order against him. So he said it's a dark day when things like this happen. And what happened to her is unimaginable. And we are determined to get justice for Giselle.
I hope so.
Fuck me. There's been many a time I want to slap the piss out of one of her kids, right? But I never thought of holding her head underwater and drowning them.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
It's really messed up. So that is a tough one, and I hope she rots in hell.
Me.
There's nothing too. A child can do to deserve that.
I agree. Hey, ladies. Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? Well, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living in our environment right now. It's in your food, your water, the air you breathe, the clothes you wear, your skincare products. They all mess with your hormones. Then there's the natural hormone changes your body goes through, premenopause, menopause. And while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean you have to suffer through it. The good news is you don't have to suffer through it anymore, because now you have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony is not just a hormone supporting supplement, it's become a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. And the biggest benefit? Well, my wife says it makes her feel like her own self again. And that's what women mention over and over in the reviews. And there are over 30,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code RLRC for 15% off today. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com and use code RLRC. Hey, y'all, it's fall, my favorite time of year. You know, I love hunting, traveling to see my grandbaby or go to Wisconsin and spending a precious time with friends and family. I'm so excited to ditch my shorts and flip-flops and upgrade to cozy sweaters and warm leather jackets from Quince. Quince offers affordable, high-quality essentials for any wardrobe. That includes seasonal must-haves like Mongolian cashmere sweaters from $60 and comfortable pants for any occasion. Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And they partner with them directly, cutting out the cost of the middleman and passing the savings to you. That means Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, so you can update your look without breaking the bank. Shopping with Quince is fun and easy. You know, I don't like to shop. That's my wife Cindy's job. But when it comes to picking out my new fall wardrobe additions from Quince, I had to be part of decision making. And it was so easy. I got the fisherman sweater in the alabaster, and I even chose the Mongolian cashmere joggers. They are soft and comfortable. The prices are great, and the quality is even better. I would put any of my new additions up against any luxury brand out there. Upgrade your wardrobe with pieces made to last with Quince. Go to quince.com/RLRC for free shipping on your order and the 365-day returns. That's quince.com/RLRC to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Go to quince.com/RLRC.
Biggest mouth, whatever. But obviously the woman's an abuser anyway, and that's not the first time that child's been abused.
She is the reason they build jails.
That's right. So I have, I guess, somewhat of a story with a happy ending. I'll just jump right into it.
All right.
All right. So
everybody likes a happy ending.
It's not your kind of happy ending.
Why are you being dirty? I wasn't even thinking about that. Now I'm thinking about it.
And a tale that spans over 5 decades.
50 years.
50 years.
That's how long I've been alive. That, I don't know.
I thought you were going to say that's how long. Anyway, an unsettling disappearance of 14-year-old Ruth Elizabeth Brenneman has finally seen a glimmer of resolution with her recent identification. Ruth was last seen in September of 1973 when she left home for school and failed to return. Described as a white female with long brown or blonde hair, Ruth stood around 5'3" to 5'6" tall and had a thin to average build. Yeah. I guess they weren't big on like, you know, I mean, I don't know, but this is the description that was given. Yeah, she's between blonde and brown. So I guess light brown hair or dark blonde and not measuring the kid, 14-year-old, like I measure WL every day because he's getting so tall. But anyway, she was of average build and her disappearance was a devastating blow to her family and the community. A haunting absence that would leave questions lingering for years to come. On October 10th, 1973, a critical discovery was made in a wooded area off Moonshine Road in Lebanon County, Pennsylvania.
Right.
Two county game wardens stumbled upon her decomposed body concealed beneath a plastic tarp and brush.
Right.
Authorities determined that the cause of death was undetermined.
But they didn't know who she was at that
no.
time.
No. And tragically, with no identification present, she was laid to rest as Jane Doe.
Yeah, this is always sad. I hate to see that.
Right? In the time since, investigators worked tirelessly to bring her identity to light. Various efforts were made, including creating two busts of what Ruth may have looked like, utilizing forensic analysis, and the aid of the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children.
I've seen this, the FACES lab, Dr. Mary Mannheim, who's now retired at LSU, does mm-hmm. it, or did it. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing the resemblance they can get.
Right. But despite diligent attempts, her identity remained a mystery for decades. The case took a significant turn in May of 2016 when Ruth's body was exhumed from Mount Lebanon Cemetery for further forensic analysis.
Right.
It wasn't until October 2024 that authorities, with the help of Astria Labs and the Pennsylvania State Police Bureau of Criminal Investigation Assessment Unit, positively identified her, bringing closure to a case that had plagued the community for far too long. So despite this identification, the investigation into the circumstances surrounding her death still continues, and law enforcement officials express a commitment to understanding Ruth's life better and the connections she had prior to her disappearance.
Really, really hard. 50-something years later, right. to do that.
Right. And they've urged anyone with information about her or the events.
How do you find a body? I guess the NCIC computer, it wouldn't have been invented back then. But, I mean, your child goes missing. It must have been from a different area.
I don't know. It did. Yeah.
Had to be from another state, or they dumped the body there. Because, I mean,
the milk carton thing came up for a reason, you know, because people were, you know what I mean? Like, yeah,
but shit like that doesn't always get reported. Back then, it was only like your local news and newspaper. And if she was from somewhere else and got dumped there, then, you know, the jurisdictional boundaries would have been a barrier.
Right. So they're asking for tips, you know, to be submitted anonymously, of course, if needed.
Good luck with that.
And
hopefully they'll get something.
It closes with, this heartbreaking story is a stark reminder of the impact that missing person cases have on families and communities at large. It emphasizes the importance of vigilance and collective efforts to ensure the tragedies like Ruth's are not forgotten, and that they search for justice for all victims continues.
Well, as they should. And okay, well, I don't know. But I'm glad that she, you know, gets to rest with her name on her head so now, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. But you know, I've been doing on the original Real Life Real Crime, I've been doing Scorch, the state versus Scott Peterson, and I've been telling you all the stuff that both sides fucked up in the in the case, in the investigation and the trial, right? Including, you know, there were some jurors dismissed. And that doesn't really happen that often, but it happened in this case I'm about to tell you of. And when I tell you what happened, you'll be like, what the fuck? So there's this trial going on, right? And a lot of times, you know, when juries go out to deliberate, this they get really fucking mad, right? They're in there arguing about this, what could have been this way, da 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 da. So the longer the jury is out, the worse it is for the prosecution. The shorter it's out, naturally, the better it is for prosecution, because it'd just be like, fuck it, guilty.
Mm-hmm.
So this one trial, deliberations were going on, and there were a lot of arguing going back and forth, et cetera. And it was a trial of a woman accused of encouraging her son to kill a woman.
Oh, right. There's deliberation over this?
But guess what happened? Well, you got to present.
Right.
Of
course, I understand that. I'm just saying.
And it may not have been true. We don't know. We're in a courtroom, right? But it ended in a mistrial.
Wow.
Not because the jury members couldn't agree, but it ended in a mistrial because one juror who was doing crossword puzzles. During the courtroom testimony and jury deliberations. Now, I don't think anything says, I don't give a fuck, like, more than you're doing crossword puzzles during a murder fucking trial, and you're in there, and obviously somebody's up for their life, and you're doing crossword puzzles.
Or if the judge is doing stuff like that, that might give that.
Yeah, obviously.
I'm just saying.
Obvious.
You said I don't think if there's anything worse. Worse might be the judge.
I'm talking about jurors. Okay, I didn't say a dick about a judge. All right, so the jurors' issues occurred during the murder trial of Sheila Agee, and this is in Florida, y'all, in Pensacola. And Agee is accused of telling her son Keith Agee to kill the mother of his children, Brooklyn Sims, who was murdered in a Home Depot in August of 2023. All right. Now, according to the news outlets, the mistrial was declared on Wednesday, November the 20th, after Judge Coleman Robinson, who wasn't doing crossword puzzles, ruled in favor of a motion submitted by the defense, said, "There is a particular juror who has not treated this case and its evidence with the seriousness it should have." And that's what the Judge Robinson told the jury. And it continued back into the deliberation room, not only in the courtroom. I don't know how they didn't see him in the courtroom fucking doing crossword puzzles, but other jurors said that one juror had done a crossword puzzle during the testimony and another crossword puzzle during deliberations.
Jeez.
I mean, get the fuck out of here. What if it was her family member?
Exactly.
Trial, right?
Right.
So the juror told the local WKRG that she could hear and was listening, despite doing the puzzle and during the trial, and that she didn't know that she wasn't supposed to. So News Journal and NBC 15 reported that jurors also reported that there were racial issues with the jury and that one juror told the judge she didn't feel physically. Another juror told the judge he was a peacemaker and that the arguments in the deliberation room could affect it. And again, she's getting a new trial on February 5th, which is my birthday. But Keith Agee was arrested the day after the fatal shooting, which occurred at the Home Depot where Sims worked. And I don't know, Sheila was arrested in Alabama days later. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office, that's Pensacola, released a text messages sent by Sheila to her son before he committed the crime. And in them, she encouraged her son to kill Sims. "As long as you don't shoot me," Sheila wrote in one of the messages. And in December, Keith was convicted of murder and sentenced to life in prison. That's just fucking idiots.
Well, it reminds me of Jessica Chambers when the judge had to go back and didn't he have to go back and like tell the jury like over and over again what their rules were?
That he told them anytime, it's called charging the jury.
Yeah.
Before you send them back for deliberations, they have to read this long ass list of rules, right?
Right.
And the main one is you either find them guilty or not guilty, and you have to agree, mm-hmm. right? And they came back twice mm-hmm. and gave their verdict. And then the judge like, okay, everybody agrees. And then one person's like, no, I don't agree. And then he was like, motherfuckers, you got to agree.
Yeah.
I told you, you have to agree. Now go back and do it again. They came back and then said, not guilt or mm-hmm. not guilty or whatever. And he said, okay, so everybody agrees. And one guy was like, no. I don't agree. It's like, motherfuckers, I told y'all.
Right.
Yeah, stupid.
So we now need to add no crossword puzzles to that list.
Yes. That and I don't know. I mean, I guess it takes all kinds to make the world go around. I just don't know anything that's more serious than sitting on a jury where you're trying somebody for their life.
For their life, but just not your life. So you don't for that person, they don't care.
Hey, y'all, let me tell you about Gobble. All Gobble meal kits are pre-prepped. That means less work for you and less waste in your kitchen. Their meal kits include everything you need so you can save time at the store or just skip that trip entirely. I got the box in and I had three different meals. I had Kung Pao chicken, crispy fish tacos, and a beef bourguignon, however you say it. But let me tell you about the classic beef bourguignon. Look, it came with beef pot roast and a beef broth concentrate, red wine demi-glace, cremini mushrooms, cipollone onions, mashed potatoes, baby carrots, and rosemary thyme butter. It was so easy to make. Literally like 15 minutes it took Cindy. And let me tell you something, all the dishes were fire, but this thing was like a taste explosion in my mouth. It's just unreal. We've got to spend more time together and more time doing the things we love because everything came in this one single box right to my door. So see what a difference Gabba will make for your household. Right now, they're offering my listeners a fantastic limited time deal. You get $120 off across four boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. And let me tell you, those cookies, I ate one that was sin-baked and it was delicious. Go to gobble.com/real life. That's gobble.com/real life for $120 off your first four boxes. This offer is not available on the home site, so don't miss out. This is genius. It's taste explosions in your mouth like you never had. Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. If you haven't finished your holiday shopping yet, don't panic. We've got a secret source for incredible original gifts, and that's Uncommon Goods. They've got unique, hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list, all in one spot. Gifts to spark joy, wonder, delight, and that it's exactly what I wanted feeling. And somehow they know exactly the perfect gifts for every single person you know. So skip the gifts that scream last minute and find something truly original at uncommongoods.com. I love the 12 Days of Gourmet Nuts, y'all. Holy smoke, they're good. Each one of these packages contains 2 ounces of reusable container and has a different flavor of melody nuts in it to indulge in. Salted pistachios, honey sea salt almonds, cranberry nut blend, coconut curry peanuts, salted cashews, smoked almonds, butter cinnamon pecans, fireside trail mix, deluxe nut mix, sea salt walnuts, taproom nuts, salted corn nuts, and each flavor is shrink sealed for freshness in its own reusable tin. And the collection is beautifully packaged in a ready-to-go gift box. So when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out for this holiday season. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. For holiday hosts and hostess gifts to the coolest finds for kids, for everyone from book lovers to diehard sports fans, Uncommon Goods has something for everyone. Not the same old selections you can find just anywhere. Looking for a gift? You don't have to worry. Getting lost in the mail? Uncommon experiences are more than virtual classes. There are unexpected opportunities to have fun and connect in new ways, from tarot card reading, lunar astrology charting, cooking and mixology classes, crafts, gardening, and so much more. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/RLRC. That's uncommongoods.com/RLRC for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Yeah, but they should care.
Well, of course they should care. It's our American duty to do that, you know, when we're called upon, and take it very seriously.
Dumb as fuck. You'd never seen it during voir dire, and I've talked about this before, at the courtroom's packed, right? Everybody's got the jury summons, and I wait for it every time, and the judge introduces themselves and says what voir dire is going to be, and then says, okay, at this time, we're going to take anybody's, if you have a hardship, you know, it's going to cause you this problem or this problem, come forward if you need to be excused. The whole fucking courtroom gets in line. People be like, I won't be able to feed my dog or you know, the stupidest shit in the world just to try to get out of jury day.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I get it. But Louisiana's not as bad as other states where these murder trials last 3 or 4 months. I've never had one last over 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know.
Like Scott Peterson's is.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, I think the prosecution closed when I closed this past weekend's episode. The prosecution rested on like witness number 189.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
That's without the defense getting up yet.
Yeah.
So, anyway, all right, your turn.
All right. Well, a hiker in Washington's Mount Rainier National Park.
It's beautiful up there.
His heart stopped pumping.
Okay.
For 45 minutes.
Ooh, he'd be dead.
And he was rescued from the national park, but now he's been charged with murdering a man after stealing $1,900 of drugs from him.
Holy shit.
So he steals the drugs, goes to the...
I'm going to be Captain Obvious. His heart was stopped for 45 minutes. But now that they're charging him, so it means he must have lived.
Oh, yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah. So Michael Krapinski.
Can't kill bad grass.
No. Who was considered dead for 45 minutes in 2020 when his heart stopped before emergency room medical teams miraculously brought him back to life.
I would say it's a miracle.
Has been arrested and charged with second degree murder.
Good for him.
He is accused of shooting and killing Jason Martinell, 42, of Granite Falls, in the parking lot of a Safeway store in Bothell on October 25th, according to the affidavit filed in Schmehoish County Superior Court in Washington. Text messages found on the victim's phone revealed that Napinski had reached out to him asking to buy what detectives believe was methamphetamine and fentanyl.
Yeah.
On the night of October 25th, a friend of Martinell's told detectives that they met at 87th Avenue Southeast in Woodinville with plans to race RC cars. But sometime before 10 p.m.
Radio control.
Yes, literally.
That's the only thing I can't.
I know, but
I was just explaining in case people didn't know what RC cars were.
Okay. So sometime before 10 p.m., the friend said he saw Martinell speaking with the driver of a dark SUV and talking to someone on a speakerphone. The friend, who did not know who the man in the SUV was, said he heard them make a deal to sell all of the victim's drugs for approximately $1,900.
Nice.
And Martinell, who had bought the drugs with him that night, according to the friend, then got into Napinski's SUV, later identified as a Toyota Sequoia, and drove him to the Safeway parking lot. The friend followed in his vehicle, and when he got to the parking lot, he saw the Sequoia parked in the stall. And at one point, the friend said he saw the passenger door open and close, and the SUV drove away. Moments later, he saw Martinell lying face down on the ground.
Mm.
And the friend fled the scene, later telling detectives he was too scared to call the police or go home.
So he ran like a little bitch.
The friend called 911 to report that his friend had been shot and left outside of a vehicle. Martinell was pronounced dead at the scene. He had been shot in the head. And a friend of Napinski's later told police that Napinski told him he had shot the victim. And based on the nature of the crime, there's a substantial likelihood the defendant will commit another violent offense, prosecutors said. It would appear that Napinski chose to shoot and kill the victim for the $1,900 worth of drugs.
Nice.
And if he is able to take a man's life for such a small amount of money, it is likely he would commit another violent offense. Then he goes off to, get high in the mountains. And, loses his life for 45 minutes, and they bring him back to life only to charge him with murder.
I'm pretty sure that the fentanyl just slowed his shit down. I never heard anybody in the history of the world whose heart will stop for 45 minutes, unless they were immediately on him and pumped his chest for 45 minutes.
There was times when you were in the hospital that it probably seemed like your heart, you had such low blood pressure because you were so sick.
Yeah. My heart just up for 45 minutes.
No, it definitely did not do that. I'm just saying, like.
I don't know.
I don't either.
So let me take you back to, well, not back to, let me take you to a story about an exotic dancer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have lots of different names for that. Exotic dancers, strippers.
I can't think of another one. What's another one?
I don't know. Maybe just two. Titty dancers. you know, but some of them professionals and some of them is, you know, different ends of the spectrum. Right?
Well, yeah.
Right? So authorities have made an arrest following a month-long investigation into the April 2023 killing of an Arizona dancer who was found burning in a car.
Oh, my.
Yeah, right? Her name was Mercedes Vega, and I don't know if that's her stage name. I'm pretty sure it was her real name. Mercedes Vega, who was 22, was killed along a highway in Tonopah, Arizona on April the 17th of 2023. And it's according to the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office. That's where the old hard ass sheriff was. Mm-hmm. Had 10 cities made him wear pink underwear and shit.
Yes.
They released a statement to people. And now earlier this month, on November 11th, authorities arrested 22-year-old Sincere Hayes in Tennessee in connection with her deaths.
Hmm.
Right? Vegas was last seen in the parking lot of her Tempe, Arizona residence on April 16th of 2023. And this is according to her parents. Video footage from the location shows her walking at about 9 p.m. that evening. And according to a still photo shared by NBC News, her family said they believe that was the last time she was seen alive and that she was taken from that location. Vegas's mom, Erika Pillsbury, told Fox 10 in Phoenix that the family later found blood all over her parking spot. And on April 17, 2023, police responded to a report of a vehicle on fire down a ditch in Tonopah.
Goodness.
Now, authorities were able to identify the victim inside of the car as Vega. She was found with bleach in her throat and had suffered blunt force trauma and a gunshot wound, according to the medical examiner. And a forensic pathologist who reviewed her autopsy told NBC News that it appeared the victim's face had been doused in bleach. Why? And that's so nothing says like,
I hate you.
Or, I was going to say that you pretty as fuck, but if I can't have you, nobody can have you. So Vega was an exotic dancer, an aspiring personal trainer. This according to her dad, Tom Pillsbury, that he told this to Dateline, which we've been on. Now, her mother told the show, "You always knew when she was around, and she was always so true to herself, and she encouraged so many people to be who they wholly were and without excuse." In her obituary, Vega was remembered as a straight-A student who played the violin and always stood up for others and protected those who could not protect themselves.
Yeah.
And she suffered. That's a bad way to go.
That's a horrible way to go.
I think that I'm just speculating that you would absolutely pour the bleach on a person before you shot them. You pour bleach
absolutely.
On them because you
don't want them
to suffer.
Definitely.
Like, bitch, now not only is your face burning, you're blind, I'm going to smoke you like a pack of cool.
I mean, obviously.
But then there was blood found in the parking lot, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. And it burned.
Well,
hopefully,
I can't
she was set on fire. That's one way I don't want to go. Two ways I don't want to go. You know what they are? Fire and choking.
What about tornado?
Well, that's obvious. Nobody wants to go by tornado. I'm talking about
homicide. Well, nobody wants to go by fire or choking either.
I'm not talking about a fucking natural disaster. Two ways I don't want to go by homicide. I don't want by, for the record, I don't want to go by a tornado or a hurricane or a bolt of lightning or in any way.
I don't want to go by any way except I'm asleep and I take my breath. That's it. That's the only way I want to go.
Where did you take your breath?
Like asleep, just my last breath.
Where did you take it?
Right next to you.
You said you took it. I mean, I was trying to make it funny. Right over your head.
Literally, everything's going over my head today.
Well, anyway, we hope you all enjoyed your show, your true crime time for Tuesday. Go like and follow and all that good podcaster shit. Thank you to our sponsors.
Yes.
Right? And there's a lot of them, y'all, right now. And if you don't want to listen to the commercials, please go, or and you can do so, go join Patreon. Go to patreon.com, search Real Life Real Crime. You will get, unlike when we had the Daily Show, you get the true crime time for at least commercial free and somewhat usually early.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you'll get Justice for Haley commercial free and way early usually, mm-hmm. and all the extra videos and everything, crime scene photos and everything to go with it. And you get Scott Peterson commercial free early release. Now that we're ahead on production every week, we're not, it's not being done at the last second.
No.
So you're getting everything, all the benefits. Everybody gets everything.
Everybody gets everything.
It's not just for the original.
No. Nope.
If you're an original, a patron or convict, you're now getting all this
all
other
of
stuff.
It. And we're doing our best to get Haley out on Tuesday and its regular drop for everybody on
Justice
Friday.
For Haley. Yeah.
Justice for Haley. And then Scorched State versus Scott Peterson drops early
yep.
Wednesdays
yep.
and regular Saturdays.
Yep. And then you get Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, true crime time.
Yes.
Four.
And this week, there's two audio clips that are played in the podcast in full, and only one of Austin Meeks, the video that you missed 6 minutes of it. And it's just him sitting in a chair. Yeah, so I'm not going to post.
It was cut out because it's dead space.
Yes. No, so I'm not going to be posting those for any. There's no reason to.
There's a lot. And in the past episodes, and there will be a lot in the future episodes
yes.
that everybody's not going to get to hear because it's either dead space or it's something that's irrelevant to the case or whatever. But there's a lot. It's, you know, I can describe it and you can listen to it, but it's nothing like seeing it.
No.
So anyway, if you want to see all that, naturally you can't share it. And we're being as respectful as we can. We hadn't posted a lot of stuff
lot
that could
stuff.
Have because it would just be disrespectful to Haley.
Well, I've been up since 3 editing Justice for Haley this week's episode. And to hear Austin Meeks, which was the 911 caller, I'm not going to give anything away. I'm just going to say that was just.
It's not the 911 call she's talking about. It's when they bring him into the police department and the detectives interview him. After the 911
right.
call, after they've worked Haley's murder scene and all that.
Yeah.
So we're out of here for today. Love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. Thank you for listening to True Crime Time for Tuesday. And I'm Woody Overton.
I'm Cindy Overton.
I'll at you later. Peace.
Peace.
Climbing Mount McKinley, so to entertain myself, I go to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, I can play hundreds of online casino-style games for free, like online slots, bingo, slingo, and more. Plus, I get a daily login bonus. It's just too bad that up here, I don't have anyone to share my excitement with. Woohoo!
Live the Chumba life anytime, anywhere. Play for free now at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.